Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast, the best address in Australia, and that is Richard Clapton there, Girls on the Avenue. It's 5:07. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're all well, and I hope you had a great weekend. I certainly did. Was up at Kingscliff for the country surf titles at the weekend. Gee, what a great spot. The town and all the organisers did a great job of making everyone feel welcome. It is such a fantastic spot. And the road, yeah, I know, a bit just north of Grafton, right through to the Ballina bypass is still a bit how you're going, but you can tell in maybe 12 months, 18 months' time, that'll all be finished, and it'll be like a from the mid-north coast probably to the Gold Coast. It'll only be about 4 and a bit hours. It'll be amazing, just incredible. So thank you, everybody who was concerned with the organisation getting that weekend together. It was just great. And to see all the kids too, particularly, you know, with their medals around the streets, it was fantastic. So well done to all concerned. Hope you had a great weekend. What about the rain they predicted Saturday? What did everybody get? I'm hearing 2 millimetres. Is that right? And Friday they predicted between 10 and 20. We got nothing. Anyway, hopefully we get something more towards the end of the week. Major news stories of the day. Well, they do concern the weather, actually. Residents in Queensland, in the city of Townsville, are still not out of the woods. Gee, this is just awful. As Hannah mentioned, up to 500 homes are already underwater there. They've been urged the other residents to seek higher ground yesterday as heavy downpours forced the floodgates in the city's Swollen Ross River Dam to be completely open. Also locally, the Bureau of Technology says January was Australia's... The Bureau of Meteorology says January was Australia's hottest month on record. The mean temperature last month averaged across the country exceeded 30 degrees for the first time ever for any month. In sport, in the cricket, gee, it was good yesterday. Australia in the box seat against Sri Lanka, who needed 498 to win the test with 2 days remaining. A great century to Usman Khawaja, who we've all seen what his family's going through. Gee, it was a great innings by the young bloke, and hopefully that gets him with a seat booked to go to England. And, of course, today, if you love your NFL, it is Super Bowl 53, 10:30 kickoff. The New England Patriots, with 41-year-old Tom Brady as quarterback, go up against the LA Rams. Now, their quarterback is 24. That is the biggest age difference between opposing quarterbacks in a Super Bowl final. I know it's cheesy, and the game takes 3 days. Well, it doesn't take 3 days, but you know what I mean. But I think 150 million people in America will watch it, and another 100 million worldwide. It is the biggest sporting event of the year as far as television audiences go. So good luck if you're having a Super Bowl party at your place today. Locally in sport, just a reminder, a couple of things happening today. On the McClay, the Kempsey Club's Monday night basketball competition starts tonight. And in swimming, the Laureton Club meet tonight at 6 at the pool. And in surf life saving, as I said, from the weekend, host club Coogeon has won the New South Wales Envirobank Country Championships at the weekend. Best of the Mid-North Coast was Sawtell, who finished 4th, followed by Port Macquarie, 5th, and Tacking Point 6th. And in the rugby, Manly has won the Crescent Head Sevens with a hard-fought 17-15 win over Hamilton. On the show today, plenty happening, including Funny Cactus today featuring ScoMo on Australia Day. We'll talk travel with the great man John Joyce, and we'll be looking at ski and drive in New Zealand. Now, particularly Queenstown. Have you been there? It is the most beautiful place. Also, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. First time for the week. And if you're birthdaying today, you share it with the likes of Alice Cooper, Oscar De La Hoya. I can't even say it. It's early in the morning. And Natalie Imbruglia. Also, we'll talk about the last week of Access All Areas. Who would love to see the Chili Peppers, right, with a backstage tour? Oh, thank you very much. We'll take some of that. Only Triple M Club members can win. Not a member? Sign up today to triplem.com.au. Also, Marion with the Bold and the Beautiful update, and Christy with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union here on Triple M. 132710, the number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
We love our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
It happened on January the 26th, Cactus Day. The day when all true blue blokes and sheilas spark up the barbie and don't give a rat's about the total fire ban. At Kirribilli Castle on the shore of Smogney Harbour, his fair dinkum Nascomo the First stopped burning sausages for his colleagues and made an announcement.
Hark unto me, my liberal disciples. I have in my hand, ta-da, the fair dinkum Cactus Day Honours List.
Ooh, yes.
Now, this year it's a bit different. I've broken with tradition.
I thought you were a liberal.
Exactly, Maurice. Jet lagged air. The man must be drunk. No, Prissy Pine. I've brought back Tony Abbott's idea of local honours and titles, except I've made it more patriotic. For example, I've already bestowed titles on Prissy Pine and Maurice Jetlag here. But they're not Sir Prissy or Dame Maurice. They now have the fair dinkum homegrown titles of Corker Prissy and You Beaut Maurice.
Corker?
You Beaut?
Well, it's time we started supporting our own culture more. So the new Titles Act says that anyone who doesn't love my new honour system will get 10 years jail.
Corker Prissy. Oh, yes, I adore it.
Arise, you Beaut Maurice.
In fact, I've made everyone in my government a Corker or a You Beaut because, well, because I can. And I've bestowed various titles on deserving members of the community. In sporting honours, there's legend Kurt Fernley and legend Winks. In the arts, there's Rip Snorter, Kate Blanchett. And in the business sector, Rupert Murd is now Grouse Bastard Rupert.
You're brilliant, darling.
Oh, and my loving wife, Jenny. I haven't forgotten you, of course, Jenmo.
Oh, am I a dame now? I mean, you beaut?
No, you and I naturally get the top honours because we're the top people in the country.
Like the king and queen?
Exactly, except that you are not Queen Jenmo. You are now Perla Jenmo. And I am not King ScoMo, I am... You'll love this. I am Go You Good Thing ScoMo.
Oh, long live Go You Good Thing ScoMo and Perla Jenmo. Oh, God, I hope we lose the election.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
And, of course, the Fishing Best Bet is, remember to keep a lid on your fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. We say a very good morning to the Wormer. G'day, Wormer.
Good morning, Strawny.
Oh, gee, we're back into the old pattern, Wormer. Nor'easters again.
Oh, where do they come from?
I don't know, but I wish they'd keep going. Anyway, yeah. We can't do anything about it. I know I was in Kingscliff at the weekend. You were in Yamba and... gee, it was great to see the blue water. I went for a walk late in the afternoon yesterday and you could just see it all coming in, Wormer. Where does it come from?
Oh, it just looks good. We're that used to the brown water at the moment. We'll be loving the blue when it gets back here.
Yeah, that's for sure. But again, the nor'easter today. Top of the tide at 9:30. It's a 1.4 to a 0.2. Where do you think we should go today if we're after a fish?
I think we might stay in the estuary. Try for a brim. I did see some nice brim around the estuaries. So try for a brim again on a bit of whitebait or prawns.
Prawns or whitebait, okie dokie. And did you do any fishing while you're up at Yamba?
I didn't, but I seen some nice fish caught. And I hear reports of some really nice fish getting caught around the Foster area.
Yeah, and I saw a couple of photos, some big snapper too from the weekend out front of port too, up towards Plummer. And pearlies as well. So, gee, I tell you what, once you get into the blue water, they're there.
Yes, yeah, they are. Actually, I've seen a couple of nice flathead photos of some nice flathead that come ashore over the weekend.
Good.
They were good. They were good fish. A couple were kissed and put back, but they were good fish.
Oh, that's good. And we've got to say, I know it's still a bit of a pain on the highway between sort of the other side of Grafton and Ballina, but gee, it can't be far away, Wormer, and then it'll be virtually like four and a half hours to the Gold Coast, won't it, from the mid-north coast?
About 2 years, my information is.
2 years. Well, there you go.
Two years will see most of it done, then they'll start on COPS.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's going to be the big one. Have they settled on a route there? I think it's going to be the west through the mountains, I think, isn't it?
It is west through the mountains, yeah. There'll be tunnels involved and a bit of that type of stuff. But, yes, it is going west.
There you go, and it'll be a speedway before we know it. But some of us don't even buy green bananas, Wormer. 2 years we've got to wait. All right, buddy, you have a great day today. You're sending us out to the estuary.
Yes, for a brim on some whitebait or prawns.
Good on you, Wormer. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 31 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A 55-year-old male has assisted police during a search of a house in Port Macquarie last week. The unit on Munster Street saw 384 grams of cannabis located, along with a sum of money. The man was issued a court attendance notice to appear in Port Macquarie Court on August 13. It's for the supply and possession of prohibited drug and goods in custody suspected of being stolen. Parking inspectors now required to go a bit easier on drivers, with a 10-minute grace period coming in for if you've paid for an hour but are running a bit late. New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet says it means locals won't need to stress as much about getting a parking fine if life gets in the way.
So if you have ticketed parking and you stay for over 1 hour, you will be able to have a 10-minute leeway. So if you've been hot up at the shops in a queue, or your kids had a tantrum, or it's pouring down with the rain and you're just a few minutes late, you'll no longer get a fine.
Meanwhile, some of those that do fall foul won't be hit with such a hefty fine in the near future. Nambuckashire Council to reduce fines from $112 to $80 from March 1. Port Hastings and Kempseyshire Council are yet to announce whether their fines will also come down. Mid-North Coast parents whose children have asthma are being reminded that the back-to-school period can lead to a spike in asthma flare-ups. Dr. Louisa Owens from the National Asthma Council says if you notice your child using their blue reliever more than usual, take them to the GP for a review.
We do know that about 25% of hospital admissions occur in the first term of school, and it's often in that school age group, so that 5 to 14 age group is particularly at risk.
And the Bureau of Meteorology says January was Australia's hottest month on record. That was in line with Port Macquarie, which saw the lowest rainfall and some of the highest averages ever. Now to sport. Paul Macquarie's Jono Cook relishing life in the Big Bash League with the Sydney Thunder. He retained his spot in the side that unfortunately went down to the Sydney Sixers on Saturday. Cook's opportunities were limited, with rain hampering the Thunder's efforts, but his spin proved the second most economical for the side, taking none for 14 from his two overs. Batting first, the Thunder made 128 before the rain came, the Sixers then reaching the amended target of 84 with 9 balls to spare. The Thunder now with 1 game to go, the loss all but certain to leave them out of the finals. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light northerly wind blowing, so those northern corns do have the cleanest and the best waves. But the open beach is also worth a look for that early morning surf with that light wind. The wind will turn northeast later on. The swell, we've got a lovely easterly swell. Wave size around that 3 to 4 feet mark, so those open beaches are attracting all those waves. We do have high tide around 9:30 this morning. I think the waves will be best on that high tide. Low tide will be around 4 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 19 to 20 degrees.
Geordie Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Australian actor Carmen Duncan has lost her battle with cancer. The much-loved star of the small and big screen is understood to have passed away at the weekend. Carmen also appeared in many Australian TV shows, including Number 96, Homicide, Cop Shop, Skyways, A Country Practice, The Flying Doctors, and Winners and Losers. 64-year-old Rowan Atkinson is set to take a year off from acting to look after his youngest daughter, while his girlfriend, Louise Ford, who's 35, focuses on her acting career. Louise's acting career has gone from strength to strength recently after she appeared as Kate Middleton in the royal spoof The Windsors. Actually, it's very funny.
Hey, don't you have to be at the calf?
I'm allowed 3 verbal warnings and I've only had 2.
Triple M.
Triple M and Access All Areas. The last trip gets given away Friday. Off to see the Chili Peppers backstage. How would it be? Only Triple M club members can win. That is Elton John there and Sad Songs Say So Much. It is 8 to 7. Sunny, around 28 on the coast, 34 inland today.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is Lee Jollo. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good, good. What a beautiful day we've got. Mm. Hopefully we get some little bit of shower activity on Wednesday because Friday was an ultra disappointment.
Yeah,
20 mils. We did
letdown.
Not get 20 mils on Friday. Geez. Anyway, we can't complain about that.
Yeah.
Remember
that?
You tell little children, don't tell fibs, because if you do, you'll grow up to be a weather forecaster. Well. Thank you. What are the papers saying, Lee?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. In the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, Labor's super zeros, Labor's elite will avoid their $56 billion attack on hundreds of thousands of Australian superannuation, and some will retire on nearly $200,000 a year. A Daily Telegraph investigation reveals only two of Bill Shorten's top 20 parliamentary team members are likely to be among the 840,000 Australians hit by the ALP's nest egg raid, which will leave some self-funded retirees on modest incomes with 15% less to live on. As well as that, call to slam the brakes on laws. The police union and NRMA have called for ditching of the new law forcing drivers to slam on the brakes when emergency vehicles are stopped on the roadside amid warnings it could lead to deaths. That actually is being spoken about as a possible cause of Nambucca Heads crash involving a police motorcycle rider who was hit over the Christmas period. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, Labor to battle Libs on economy, Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says Australians have been chained to a treadmill of low-wage jobs since the coalition took power in 2013, as Labor signals it will target Scott Morrison's management of the economy as an election weakness. And Metro West could also head east. A new rail line to Malabar in Sydney's northeast via Randwick or to Miranda in the Sutherland Shire via Sydney Airport are options the state's top transport officials have been canvassing behind closed doors. And last of all, hazardous gas level on ship where woman died. Hazardous materials teams recorded extremely hazardous levels of hydrogen sulfate in a toilet cubicle on a luxury cruise ship in the hours after a woman's body was found on the vessel on Saturday afternoon.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Now, locally with you, we've got, I love the terminology, a 55-year-old man is assisting police with their inquiries.
you wouldn't think he went to the police and told them about it. This man that we're speaking about has been issued a court attendance notice after a search warrant executed on Munster Street, Port Macquarie, last week. The 55-year-old, assumedly once police attended the property, helped with their inquiries. The Wednesday morning warrant yielding 384 grams of cannabis and a sum of money. He's expected to attend Port Macquarie local court on March 13 for the supply of a prohibited drug and goods in custody suspected of being stolen.
All right, Lee, thank you for that. Further details coming up. Also coming up after 7, we're opening the phone lines and we're talking about footy food, American football food, all right? The big one is on today, the Super Bowl, 250 million people apparently going to watch it. 10:30, the Patriots up against the Rams. 41-year-old quarterback Tom Brady. Can he do it again? But it's all about the food. If you've ever been to America, maybe to a baseball game, you know how good their hot dogs are. Now, I would advise you, if a show ever comes on about how they make the Frankfurts, don't watch it. Just enjoy the hot dog. Don't watch how they make them, all right? But what is your favourite hot dog? It is NFL Gridiron Day today, their day of days, American footy food. I, Fennecum, love hot dogs. I love the mustard. I'll have the sauce as well, but I love the jalapenos, the pickles. I go for the lot. Lee Jollo, are you a hot dog person?
Don't mind a good hot dog. Yeah, they're great. Back in school, I used to order them for my lunch every Friday. It was like a
special treat.
Yeah, it was a special treat. Hot dog or maybe chicken nuggets, which also you don't want to know where they came from.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
but they are good.
Now, were you sauce and mustard or just sauce or just mustard?
I used to get sauce and cheese of all things.
Oh, sauce and cheese.
Something a bit different. Yeah, it was good.
There's a lot of variations. Obviously, the Tijuana kind of hot dog in the States is like a bacon-wrapped hot dog with grilled sliced peppers, onions, jalapenos, and on a white bun. The interesting one is the Philippines hot dog is... It's actually an animal. I shouldn't say that. Triple M right across the coast for the best address in Australia. It is remembering the days of the old school yard, the great Cat Stevens. It's 10 past seven. The biggest game there is for the year in the American Football League, Super Bowl. Super Bowl 53 at 10:30 today. The Patriots up against the Rams. Everybody loves hot dogs. You don't have to be an American, but they have made an art form of it. An art form of hot dogs. What is your favourite hot dog? 13:27:10. L, who has also sent me a photograph of a hot dog he had. Were you at the baseball in America or was that at a football game?
No, that was the baseball, Mark. It was the Texas Rangers versus the Seattle Seahawks.
How big is that hot dog? Was it a foot long?
Yeah, mate, it is that big. It came in a carry box, if you have a look at it. There's a carry box. It's not a bag. It was 3 foot long, I'd suggest.
Unbelievable. Now, what did you have on it? I'll put the photo up so people can have a look at it, but it's...
Yeah, but by all means.
Yeah. To describe what was on it, El.
Well, there was the basic hot dog. Then they put in sauerkraut, jalapenos, onions, sauce, mustard, and then smothered the whole lot of it with this queso cheese. And the cheese is runny, you know, and it was over the whole lot. They gave you, to eat it, they gave you a knife and fork because you couldn't pick it up.
Now, what was this called? Did it have a name?
No, it was just like the deluxe hot dog.
Oh, here you go.
It was,
and I've got to say, a couple of people got emails here. Strawny, you've got to mention the condiments. This is from Jack from Southwest Rocks. I was at a baseball game just out of L.A., watching the Anaheim Angels, and I couldn't believe the free condiments. You just go up and can create your own if you just get a standard one. Thanks for that, Jack. Yeah, amazing. Did you add to it at all?
Yeah, pickles.
Pickles.
They give you the pickles in the little sachets, right? But a hot dog that size, you know how you get your sauce in a sachet over here? Well, a hot dog that size, you needed about 20 of these sachets, right, to make a difference. So not only are you carrying this thing up from the hot dog stand, you've also got a pocket full of these things because, so you're walking lopsided. There was just... So many of them. But the good thing about it over there, Strawn, is that the beer lady knew me. Every time I walked up, she'd have two ready to go, you know.
You've got to balance this up. Now, and just, we always whinge about the cost of the food at footy stadiums in Australia. How much was it? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. It was $22.
They're right up there with us as far as...
Hang on, mate. You've got four meals in that. You can take it home, and eat it for a week.
All right, El, thank you very much for that. I'll whack that up on the Triple M Facebook site and you can tell us about your favourite hot dog. Thanks, El. And your tip today, who do you like, the Rams or the Patriots?
The Patriots, mate, they've had a crack. I'm an old Rams fan. Dodgers and Rams, they were always my go.
All right, well, the Rams, good luck to them. They got the 24-year-old quarterback. Thanks, Al.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
See you, buddy. One from Phil who says, the million-dollar question, what actually goes into a hot dog? Phil, I saw a show on it once. Don't ask. Do not ask. Also, Linda from Port Macquarie. G'day, Strawny. Have you tried the North Korean hot dog with the rocket salad? It has real rockets in it.
Oh, Strawny.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Yes, at 13 to 8, two words for you, John, or Kiwi, I hope it's two words. Hari mai.
Getting in the mood already.
Yeah, there we go. We're going to New Zealand. Now, you've got these really great trips to talk about, John, from our very good friends at Anne's Crow. And we're talking about ski holidays and we're also talking about some driving and also some coach trips. You've really got a great array. And it is such a pretty place.
Oh, look, it's beautiful. And the South Island and the North Island, there's always an argument which is the better. And everybody has a different opinion. But, look, I love them both.
Yeah.
Completely different, so you get like going to two different countries. And South Island, and talking about skiing, Queenstown. We just love Queenstown.
Yeah.
And it's a great spot for if you're a new skier and or even if you've been there skiing for years. It's one of those spots where you go, and the entertainment at Queenstown is just unbelievable.
Just, it's such a pretty little place. And look, I'm a mug photographer, you know, but I reckon the best photo I've ever taken was walking along the lake, looking on a sunny day, looking back up to the snow-capped mountains.
It is just beautiful.
Yeah, and the little pubs and restaurants and that down on the water. And I think if you're there in the, I don't know if it's in the middle of winter, where the playground, they make ices over and all the kids go skating on.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, about, I think it's maybe July, August.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's a pretty place. And, you know, there's other things to do as well. You can go jet boat.
The jet boating there is amazing.
Oh, it's great.
Bungee jumping.
I didn't do that. I did the jet boat.
Yeah.
Didn't do the bungee. I thought about it a couple of times and then I had a rethink and thought, no, not for me.
And the other part is, John, you worry about travel. Like, I don't want to be on a plane for 14, 20 hours. 2.5 hours, and you've got 6 days skiing Queenstown from $575?
Yeah, look, it is so cheap. If you, as I say, if you want to try it first, it's a good option to go without spending
a lot
of money.
Put your little toe in the water.
Yep, and you can just go over there, and it's only 4.5 hours, Queenstown, and you're there. You can then ski, or you and you can just sit around the village, or you can just do all...
Explore, yeah.
There's so much to do in that area.
Yep.
And Anscrow have come out with a drive, so you can then get a car and then discover the South Island as well.
Yeah.
Which is a good option. If you can just grab a car and do the South Island and then finish up in Queenstown if you want to, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably that's the best way in case you run into a tree on the slopes like I'm liable to do.
You know what worries me there? The black ice there. You've really got to be careful, you know.
I got caught with that in Banff Springs, of all places, being from Port Macquarie, and you don't think of things
black
like
ice.
And it snowed overnight. And you can imagine staying at the Banff Springs Hotel.
It's just spectacular.
Magnificent. Look,
I know. I've been there. I know the hotel you're talking about is unbelievable.
Here's the snow on the trees. So John thought he'd rush out the front and have a look. Forgot about the ice being on the footpath. Fortunately, when I fell, I managed to fall off the path into the snow and I didn't break it. But you don't think. You just don't think of things like that. But
jeez,
the locals probably do, but the novices don't.
Exactly. Now, John, these deals, as I say, that's red hot. Like, you got $575, 5 nights accommodation in Queenstown, and a 3-day Queenstown super pass for use at Coronet Peak or the Remarkables, you know?
It is just...
How good is that?
Now, this finishes... The specials finish about the 31st of March, so get in early.
Yep.
We've had Christmas. We're hot. We're thinking of cold weather now. So come in and book it early because it does book out very quickly.
All right. Check it out today if you want to go skiing, you want to go driving in New Zealand and not slipping over on the footpath like John Joyce at Bamfafuf. I had a mate, I won't identify him, but he used to tell his mum that it was Bamfafuf, you know, because it had two Fs. You remember that? And we're going to show our age. You remember F Troop?
Yeah.
And the bandit from Bamfafuf? Thank you, John. Like to know more about going to New Zealand, particularly Queenstown, also deals to the north. Check them out today. They're in William Street in Port Macquarie. Have a look at them on their Facebook page or indeed on their website. And we say, I'm not going to say sorry now. What do I say? Hari mai, John.
Hari mai.
Hari mai. Thank you. Drawn, Triple M right across the coast and from the best address in Australia. It is wonderful In Excess there. And, I love In Excess. How good is that? Burn for you. It is 12 past 8. The sun is shining up to about 34 degrees in the inland areas on the coast. That nor'easter, I know it's going to blow, but it's going to keep the temperatures down to about 28. Just a reminder, if you're about to hop in the car and get out onto the highway, we've got people trapped in a car after an accident. Telegraph Point on the Pacific Highway. Please be careful if you're around that area. People trapped in a car after an accident at the Pacific Highway just before 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, we go to Kay in Port Macquarie. G'day, Kay. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Mark. How are you?
Terrific. Ready for your Monday. You're working today. You're at home. What are you doing?
No, voluntary work today.
Oh, good. Where do you volunteer, Kay?
Up at Mingaletta.
At Mingaletta. They do great work there. Good on you, Kay.
They certainly do.
Excellent. All right. Well, you have a good day today. Hopefully, with $1,000 in your purse, we've just
that would be lovely.
And we've got to match your birthday for 40 winks to give you the cash-a-roo. What number are we looking for you, Kay?
28, please, Mark.
Okay, 28 for Kay. Here we go. Come on, number 28. Will it come round enough? The rotten thing's not, you know, and it's going to land right on the number 15. Doop! Can't give you the cash, Kay, but end of the month, Christy does the big draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, and you have a great day, and we appreciate the call. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Mark. Same to you.
Good on you. Okay, birthdays today on the Wheel of Fortune, as we like to call it sometimes. I can tell you that Susie Oswald of Port Macquarie's birthdaying today. And look, Suze, I'm just reading what's here. Apparently, it is a 6 and an 0. Oh, good on you, Suze. Have a great day from all your family and friends, particularly us here at Triple M. I will forever remember you and the family. When you won the island holiday with us. They're good sports, the Oswalds, and I know they'll make Suze feel very special today. Good on you, guys. Okay, happy birthday also going to Anne Garvin of Laurieton. Have a lovely birthday. And you're catching up with your sister, Mari. So good on you, Anne. Have a great day. People like Susie and Anne are sharing their birthdays with Alice Cooper, Oscar De La Hoya, and Natalie Imbruglia, all born on this day, February the 4th.
Get back to love. Music.
Triple M.
Triple M and Christy with What's On the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. Not far away. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. Yeah, that's you. Brian Ferry also in there in the Price of Love. Yeah. 17 to 9, Ray after 9 on 131873.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckheads in Sawtelle, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
Yeah, we've got a 45-minute delay on QF2165, your QantasLink flight. Now departing at around 11 o'clock, should get you into Sydney, probably about 20 past 12 today. The weather in Sydney today, mostly sunny and around 30, currently 24. Just repeating, 45-minute delay on QF2165 this morning out of Port Macquarie, now just before 11.
The Mid-North Coast today, what's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union.
Happy Monday, Strawny. There's lots happening around the Mid-North Coast, including basketball on the Maclay. The Kempsey Club start their Monday night competition tonight, so actually it's good weather for that as well. Swimming in the Laurieton Club meet tonight at 6 o'clock at the pool and the Matilda Street Gallery. It's summer 2018-2019 art show continues at the gallery from 9 o'clock this morning.
And the Super Bowl starts at 10:30.
Super Bowl, I know where you'll be at 10:30.
In one of your meetings.
No, I'll let you skip that so you can diss on it. No. You can skip it to watch the Super Bowl. I know the whole country will be watching it. So.
Can you believe it? It goes for about 6 days. No, to 6 hours or something. It's amazing. It's amazing.
And don't you like watching it?
No, I do. I do. We did our, after 7, we did about your favourite hot dog today. Now, interesting, I didn't know this one, and Glenn Stewart alerted me to it. A lot of people are very much like barbecue and tomato sauce. It divides people.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with hot dogs. Do you just go the tomato? Do you just go the mustard? Or do you have both? Glenn Stewart, I didn't know this. Master Foods put out, right, a mixture of both. I
mean, the combo.
Yeah, but it's like striped paint. I mean, how do they do it? But there is
two holes?
You can get, no, it's one, with tomato and with mustard.
That's perfect.
Have you seen those?
Well, no, I haven't actually. So now that I know that hot tip, thanks, Glenn, because I actually do that on my sausage sizzles.
Well, there you go. Now, also a bloke who shall remain nameless emailed me, Strawn, I once watched how they make hot dogs on a documentary. Don't do it. Don't watch it. If it ever comes up, don't watch it. Just enjoy your hot dog. You don't want to know how they're made.
What's in there? Oh, I'm kind of curious now.
No. All right, Christy, thank you for that.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know. Go to triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
We apologise for this break in our program. Now, we'll resume as soon as possible.
Because you don't want your passages blocked.
No,
The Bold and the Beautiful up that. Now, before we start on the B&B, what do you think of Brooke in the Jungle? She doesn't like the eating challenges, I don't think.
Well, I don't think I could come at eating, what is it, spiders or cockroaches. No. I have eaten a witchetty grub, though.
Yeah. Well, Marion, what about this? And she screamed, get her out of there at one stage, but she just meant out of the tank because she was in, if she got a question wrong, they dunked her in this tank, which was full of water, but also bull's testicles. And she trod on one and nearly jumped out of the vat.
Oh, doesn't everyone dive into a tank with a bull's testicle hanging around?
Well, my goodness. You know, the old jungle, it's interesting. I don't think Brooke will forget this one when she gets out. But anyway, let's get back to the show. I mean, it's just probably stranger than treading on bull's testicles. What do you have got for us this week, Marion?
Well, it's a little bit going nowhere at the moment. But, you know, it was inevitable to happen that... you know, who was it? Taylor has now taken the baby to Stephanie, and it's actually Hope's baby, and this illegal adoption thing carrying on. And now Liam's over there cuddling the baby, who he doesn't realise it's his baby. He thinks it's Steffi's new adopted baby, but he's bonding and not quite sure why. So it's very confusing.
Oh, you know, no. I knew there'd be an adoption angle there somewhere, Marion.
I know. Oh. And so I think something's going to happen. Normally in the old days of B&B, you'd be waiting for months and months or a year for something to happen. But I think something will happen in the next few weeks and little hints will come out, you know, like, is that really your baby? That sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, how long before they go the blood test, Marion? I think that's the big question, isn't it, eh?
I know. That's the old days when Brooke used to break into pathology and steal the blood. Remember that?
That's right.
Bring it back.
Oh, God, I love it. There you go. 4:30 this afternoon. It is the Bold the Beautiful update on Triple M. You can see it on Win this afternoon. Good on you, Marion. Have a great day.
You have a great week. Bye.
Ah, dear, oh, dear. You couldn't make... Well, they do make it up. I say you couldn't make it up. They do make it up. There you go. Nearly it for us on the show for today. Thanks for your company. Just a reminder, we've had that terrible accident this morning. We had people trapped for a while in a car at Telegraph Point, and I don't have any further details. Lee Jollo and the Midday News will have a further update for you. We hope everything is okay. Well done to police and emergency services who got there very quickly. One of the two southbound lanes on the Pacific Highway at Telegraph Point is still closed. Some northbound traffic affected. Moderate delays in that area of Telegraph Point after that accident we had before 8 this morning. But you will get through. One of the two southbound lanes is still closed, but you will get through. Moderate delays in that area. Drive safe, everybody. That's it for us on the show for today. Now, if you missed any part of the show, remember you can always go to the website and press catch up, and the show will be there. Give me about 15 minutes. My staff of one, me, when we finish the show, we'll get that up there for you if you'd like to have a bit of a catch up with us. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Monday. Back tomorrow with more, including Access All Areas. This is the final week. Someone's going to see the Chili Peppers and get a backstage tour as well. Wow! Only Triple M Club members can win. Sign up today to triplem.com.au. That money can't